Hello, and welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess. Let's get started. Hello, my friends. How are you? How do you like my new sexy voice? Or does it sound more like Marge Simpson? I have been so sick. I think I had the flu last week. I couldn't get out of bed, and then it's decided to take up residence in my chest this week. But I wasn't going to let it stop me from doing this podcast because we're talking about one of my favorite things. It is at the core of French kissing life, and that thing is elegance. In fact, I have a free training program that was just released called The Three Truths of Elegant Women. If you have not been through this series, I highly suggest it. But if you have resistance to the word elegance, I think you may change your mind after today's podcast. But if you're interested in joining The Three Truths of Elegant Women, head over to frenchkisslife.com/elegant and join us. The conversations are amazing. In fact, I just got an email this morning from a woman who said that she has felt stuck for 18 months. And she said that after listening to the very first video, she said, "I don't feel stuck any longer," which just made my heart so, so happy. So again, head to frenchkisslife.com/elegant. But I want to ask you, what comes to mind when you think of the word elegance? Unfortunately, I feel like it's gotten a bad rap. In fact, I was recently at a French Kiss Life event, and a woman in the community said to me, she said, "Tanya, I'm so intrigued by your work, but I'm not elegant and I really don't have a desire to be." And of course, I asked her to say more. And she said, "Well, I'm not in the upper echelons of society. I don't have fancy clothes or I don't wear lipstick. I have a Southern accent and don't know a lot about the arts." And I was like, "Girl, me talking a Southern accent, although it's not as Southern as it used to be." But she continued to list these various traits that she had attributed to elegance. And I said to her, I was like, "Honey, if that is what elegance is, I don't want that either." Well, except for the beautiful clothes and lipstick, of course, because y'all know I love beautiful clothes and lipstick, but that's just me. You know, with such a hoity-toity definition of elegance, most women will run as far away as they can, as we have been repressed for far too long. When I speak of the word elegance, I am talking about something much deeper than pearls and lipstick, okay? Just want to make that clear. In fact, it actually has nothing to do with what you wear or how much money you have. Elegance is a state of mind. So let's talk about a new understanding of elegance. In today's English language, words can be turned around and twisted and made to fit just about anything. It's no different with the word elegance. For the definition of elegance, there, in my opinion, are two distinct types. The first one is what is referred to as piss elegance. I never really heard this word until my guy, Glenn, he referenced it. He was like, "This woman's so piss elegant." And I was like, "What is that?" But I did some investigation, and it means displaying a contrived, often pretentious sophistication, opulence, a debutante or a display of high society and exclusivity. Y'all, that is not the kind of elegance I'm speaking of. I'm speaking about the other type, and it's what I consider to be true elegance. It comes from the Latin word elegantia, which means taste, propriety, or refinement. It's a refined quality of gracefulness and good taste, a quality of neatness and simplicity in the solution of a problem, especially in science and mathematics. I got that straight from the Googles, okay? So when I speak of elegance, I'm referring to the latter. I don't translate it like many women do today, which is often visions of women walking snootily along the Upper East Side of New York City. For me, elegance is being selective and aiming for quality, not loads of crap. It is knowing what you value and building your life around it. It is thinking on purpose, not what you've been told to believe. It's surrounding yourself with beauty, and it's letting go of anything that does not support you. And I deeply believe it's something that most women want, but unfortunately misunderstand. As Diana Vreeland said, elegance is refusal. Cheers to that, Diana. So I want to talk about one of the most elegant women I've ever known, my elegant ma who lived in a little trailer. Her name was Alverta, but we all called her ma. And what I remember is she lived in this little single wide trailer with a flower garden full of daisies and carnations outside her door. She knew her values, which for her was family and faith, and she built her world around it. She was full of grace and grit, and she took amazing care of herself. She lived to be 95, 93, but she ate fresh foods from her garden, and she took walks around the little path on the perimeter of her yard every single day. She also kept her home neat and simple, only filled with precious mementos and the few things she needed to live each day well. She didn't hurry through her own life, but she counted her blessings every single day. She didn't fight with what was being thrown at her, but she accepted life and always reminded me, "Sweetie, this too shall pass." Living with fierce faith and beautiful acceptance is elegance at its best. And she's right, it always passes, the highs and the lows. So let's talk about when elegance becomes more about the outside than the inside. I mean, who wants to be told what to wear? Who wants to become someone that doesn't feel true to them? Who wants to be someone just to impress others? Not me, and I'm guessing not you either. Am I right? But I've tried that approach, you all, and let me tell you, it was not elegant. So let me tell you a little story. There was this one time I was at my first country club party. And I want you to picture this. I walked into the door already thinking, I don't belong here. And when a woman doesn't feel like she belongs, she spends the night trying to prove to everyone that she does. And this never turns out well. So I was already feeling less than and not enough when this very prestigious couple from the community approached me, and I could not pretend any longer. Not feeling adequate and therefore not knowing what to say, I quickly excused myself to go to the ladies' room and wasn't even looking. And in my quick escape, I ran straight into the server carrying a tray of meatballs. Oh, and I was wearing white. You can let your imagination fill in the blanks. I've since learned that true elegance is not about impressing others. Again, it's a state of mind. So to clear the record, elegance is not about the clothes you wear, where you live, nor the number in your bank account, although these areas can become very elegant as well. Let's be specific and look at how true elegance can look in our everyday lives. Imagine if you were to deliberately choose your thoughts instead of continuing to believe what you've been told is true. Imagine if you were to learn to feel your feelings, not escape or bury them through things such as overeating, overshopping, overworking, or over social mediaing. Is that a word? I don't know. I make up words all the time. But just imagine that. Also, what if you were to surround yourself with only those things that you love or make your life easier? Or cultivate your confidence by stepping into the mystery of life, not running from it? What if you were to stop waiting until one day and completely abandon the idea of living with an internal battle of wanting one thing and doing another? What if you were to treat people with kindness while also having your own personal boundaries? What if you were to dress each morning with intention instead of choosing the same old outfit? What if you were to slow down long enough to taste that square of delicious chocolate? What if you were to want what you already have instead of focusing on all that you don't 24/7? Or stop waiting to be ready and instead play your way to success. Do those things you want to do now, not one day. And I love this one because I find that overwhelm is something that has plagued our society of women. And this is why one of my rules of thumb, and it helps me create this feeling of elegance in my life, is to at all times have three very clear priorities that I'm working towards. Not 20, not 100, just three. Also, what if you were to schedule only what matters to you, what's important to you, and to create a calendar that reflects your desires and then show up for yourself? What if you were to treat your body and your mind like an incredible work of art? Because you know what? It is. What if you were to have clear values by which you live your life and eliminate the noise that distracts you from your life? What if you were to not obsess over what you think you're missing, but celebrate what's right in front of you? What if you were to read books that ignite a sense of passion and romance and curiosity instead of make you feel broken? Imagine if you were to not look for others' approval, but you learn to approve of yourself. What if you were to let people just be who they are because they're going to be instead of you trying to change them and make them into who you want to be? What if you were to shine unapologetically, knowing that it doesn't dull anyone else's sparkle? Or approach each day as my grandmother did, with grace, gratitude, and grit? What if you were to look for the beauty and possibility of each moment? When I'm speaking of elegance, this is what I'm talking about. These are true examples of elegance in the everyday. And it may seem like a lot, but here's the thing. Elegance is a practice, which leads to my next point. Elegance is full of grace and grit. A lot of women have convinced themselves that to be elegant, they must be perfect. Lie, lie, lie. Perfectionism is for the fearful. Those fearful of what others will think, not being good enough, and failing. Instead, elegance is about those two words, grit and grace. What is grit? Grit is the courage and the strength to navigate our lives based on what we value and desire. It's about feeling the discomfort that will occur when you start to live your life on purpose. It's about facing your fear, not running from it. Grace, one of my favorite words, is the loving forgiveness that we extend ourselves when we scream at our kids or eat an extra cookie or maybe the whole bag or any action that doesn't align with what we deeply want. The way I like to describe grace is it's all about me holding my own hand when my mind tells me I should scold myself instead. You see, elegance is the essence of French kissing life. It's how I aim to live. And you know what? Some days I do better than others. Some days I fail miserably, but it's still that beacon that guides me. And when I notice that I have fallen off the beam, I simply get back on. No guilt, no shame. I am human and you are human. It's part of the experience. Just grace and grit. That's all you need. So I want you to think about two things. What would your life look and feel like if you were to embrace elegance as a way of life? And how do you plan to add a little more elegance into your everyday? If you want to go deeper into cultivating an elegant mindset, again, I'd love for you to join me in my free course, The Three Truths of Elegant Women, where we explore how to shift our mindsets to be one of elegance. You can head over to FrenchKissLife.com/elegant. Have a beautiful day, and I will see you next week. Cheers. Hey, before you scoot out of here, I'd like to invite you to dive into my free course, The Three Truths of Elegant Women. It is a clear how-to on shifting your mindset to become more elegant, because after all, elegance is a state of mind. All you have to do is go to FrenchKissLife.com/elegant, and I look forward to seeing you in the first video.